The D-backs looking for their sixth consecutive win, taking on the Dodgers as they try and avoid losing four in a row for the first time this year. Pick up the action first inning, Adam Rosales facing Hyunjin Ryu.
Sends this one deep to center, it backs up Taylor. And it's high off the wall. Rosales rounding second, he's going to get three here. Yeah, that's gone.
Above the stripe, no question about it.
Dead center field.
And the way the umpires came together, yeah, somebody saw, clearly saw that it was a home run, and Adam Rosales will trot on home.
First pitch, and Goldie hits a drive to deep left. He's hit another against the Dodgers, 3-0. 3-1 pitch. Herman launches it to left. That's pretty well struck. Back of the warning track at the wall. Touch him off crest. Opposite field home run. And Herm the Worm is struck, and it's 5-0 D-backs.
Here's the ground ball, but it sneaks through into center. Turner is home. They're going to wave Bellinger. The throw is cut off, and the Dodgers have made it a 3-1 lead. Got it. There goes the arrow. That is save number 34.
Fernando Rodney with his 34th save as the D-backs win their sixth in a row, taking it 6-4. Robbie Ray gets the win, allowing just a run in 6 2/3 innings, striking out 10. The D-backs win their sixth in a row. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
Well, another emotional win and a big win. Anytime you got the best team in the league in your facility and you got them on the ropes a little bit and you beat them the way we have. I'm really, really proud of these guys because the Dodgers never shut down, and that's why they're a quality team. So, offensively, I think we had a number of really good moments, and we were ready to play in the first inning. Rosales set the really good tone for us with the solo home run, Goldie the big two-run home run to make it 3-0, and then some timely hitting from Brandon Drury, AJ Pollock, and then the home run from Chris Herman paced us offensively. But what more can you say about Robbie Ray? It's 6 2/3, 100 pitches, 10 strikeouts, one run. Curtis Granderson clipped him with that solo home run. It was just a really solid outing for him, and he continues to be very impressive since his return. They're going to make a push at some point during the game, and we know that. And that's what makes it all the more impressive, because we're holding them off, and we're doing what we can at the right times. We're doing what we have to win the game, and I'm really happy for these guys. You know, Herm's been struggling a little bit offensively, and I know that he's placed that aside, and he makes that known to all of us that, I don't care about my offense. I want to go ahead and catch my guys and take care of my pitcher, and he's done that very well with Robbie all year long. And I know they have a great rapport, so you're right. It was 6 2/3 with Robbie, and he did a great job. And then offensively, he hits a long home run to left center field. He has a great at-bat for a base hit to center field. It's just a very, very pieced-together swing that's on time, and I know he's working hard for that moment.
Robbie Ray gets the win, allowing just a run in 6 2/3 innings, striking out 10. He talked to the media after the game.
I felt good. I felt like everything was working really well for me. Fastball off speed, just keeping them off balance the whole night.
We noted this on the broadcast, but I think 12-0 and 2 counts, which I think was the most in a game this season. So what was key for you to get ahead and maybe keep the guys off balance?
I think it's just that, getting ahead and staying ahead. Just attacking the guys, attacking the zone, and being on the same page with Chris the whole night.
When you face this Dodger lineup, obviously you know them well, but it doesn't change the fact that maybe you're adjusting with the game plan as you go. Was that the case tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had a set game plan going into it, and honestly, we didn't really come off of that game plan too much, except for a couple of times, just having a little game awareness, noticing that when we got up, on them there, 3-0, 5-0, whatever it was, that they were going to be a little more aggressive, and so we used that against them.
Two games in this series, so you've won the series, and Dodgers have not been swept all season long. You're in that position right now to get that sweep.
Yeah, I mean, we've done what we need to these past two games, and we're just going to come out tomorrow and do what we know how to.
Up next, the D-backs go for the sweep of the Dodgers on Thursday. Zach Greinke on the Hill.